So what is up? So glad you could join us. Another edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR, along with Jordan Young, Mike Fay. My name is Sean Belegian, and we are live at the beautiful Fox Hills. And I do mean beautiful. I love it out here. I'm biased. I live out this way. So let's get that out of the way right now. But you look out here, we're in the Performance Center right now. One might say, Jordan, your second home. Is that a statement that could be made your second home?
I would say Jordan Young Golf is my home and mostly my first home. Yeah, I would say, yeah. Yeah. I don't have a bed here, though, but I'm here often.
You could, though. I mean, haven't you been here since like 6 a.m. or something like that?
7:45.
7:45.
Yeah. But I said if I was to do it all over again, I'd probably put a little living quarter somewhere. Yeah. Yeah.
You should do that. Let's see if we can get some more screens, because we got a couple.
I have never slept here.
We could put screens up all over the place.
I have never slept here, so it's okay.
How you fellas doing? You all right?
We're doing great.
Yeah. We are without BC tonight. Congratulations to BC, of course. If you did not, well, ladies and gentlemen, bite my tongue. There he is. BC, congratulations to BC. In case you didn't hear it last week or you weren't paying attention, we're very proud of BC being out at the U.S. Senior Open out there in Omaha. And I think no better place to start than with BC. BC, how was your time out there in Omaha?
Once again, we can't hear BC.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll try to get the skinny from BC. Mike Fay, what's going on in your world, my friend?
Oh, just a beautiful day here. At least the rain stopped, right? There's a lot of golf going on today for all of you guys to be watching. U.S. Senior Open, like you said, it's going on right now. PGA Tour, we had a gentleman that has not won in 10 years win today.
Yeah.
And he's a major champion. Lucas Glover won. We'll talk about that.
Kind of a feel-good story.
Absolutely. Good stuff. LPGA got rained out and shortened, and down in Ohio.
Yeah.
And
Marathon.
Yeah. And
Sylvania.
And of course, British Open coming up, right? I'll talk about that too.
Can I ask you guys right away? I asked Mike off the air, but I'm interested to hear from you as well, Jordan. Not much they could do down there for the Marathon Heritage Classic, but to call it after three rounds, are you cool with that? Because I think sometimes the first inclination is to say, well, why did you do that? Well, there's some logistics that come into it. She was up by 6 strokes. And the first thing that Mike said to me when we were talking about it, I don't think people consider that. Guess what? A lot of times they're on the plane going to the next event as early as, I don't know, tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't think that who's winning or what the difference is in the strokes matters as far as I'm concerned. And I think the tour feels the same way. I think number one is the course playable? How long will it take for the course to get playable if it's not playable? And obviously, are there any weather, is anybody in danger and the fans in danger, the players in danger? And, if all three of those boxes are checked as we cannot move on, then they cancel it. Obviously, it rained a lot. But I mean, we had a college event that was canceled earlier in the spring. The NCAA wasn't it a regionals?
Yes, yeah.
And it was a big issue.
Well, the line, if you recall, I mean, for people out there that aren't aware, the line that had everybody in a tizzy, and I think rightfully so, I think it was a bad miscalculation from the NC2A, was they deemed the course playable, but it wasn't championship level.
You're
playable.
Right. You're absolutely right. It was a championship level.
Yeah, what?
Right.
How about just let them play as opposed to not playing? I think that would be the common sense move. So. Yeah. I think that's where the frustration came in. But, as competitors and you guys have played in plenty of tournaments, there's that part of you that I'm sure you're ticked off. Hey, listen, 6 strokes looks like a lot, but it's a couple of good shots and a couple of bad shots away from getting yourself back into contention. But I tend to agree. I think it was the right decision under the circumstances because Meteorologist Mike Fay also pointed out, guess what?
Meteorologist.
More rain is on the way.
It's rain and rain.
You have to consider it.
For sure.
A guy that knows a little something about playing in tournaments, he just played in a tournament in Omaha. I believe he's back with us now. Let's bring him in. BC, how are you, buddy? Nope. Don't have it.
It's what happens when you stream yard in all the time, right? Come on, you got to be live on spot. Nothing better than live.
We'll try you again, BC. We'll try to figure it out. But
I will say something about Brian and the events. I don't know how many he's played in, but he's played in a lot of majors. I've been lucky to be with him twice. I would love to still go with him to some majors, but I can't always do it. It's amazing how he gets these opportunities, and he's cherishing them as he gets a little older. He told me before he left, he was just glad to be going and competing. And, you know, you want to do as best you can, but I mean, it's pretty impressive.
It is.
Between him and Jeff Roth, and these guys playing, I mean, Jeff Roth was playing at the Rocket Mortgage.
Incredible.
And every year, one of those two guys, or maybe it's Scott Hebert, they're playing in these events. And Lee Hudeman played last year in the Rocket, or 2 years ago. These guys are seniors.
63 years old for Roth.
I asked BC awesome. In the parking lot. I go, how old are you, like 54? He goes, no, I'm like 57. I go, oh, yeah, I'm 50 now. So you must be getting older, too. I mean, I don't realize it. We just keep getting older. But, I mean, it's pretty cool to see him still playing in these events. And, you know, we are not getting any younger.
You know, it was funny. I had a chance to see Jeff Roth Wednesday, the day before they teed off. And, you know, I just introduced him. We've had him on the show before, but he doesn't know me from Adam. And I just said, hey, Jeff. Sean,
he's not a Habs fan?
Yeah, he's not a Habs fan. He did tell me he likes Habs man, though. But all jokes aside.
Do you know him?
I know him. Oh, yeah. We're not friends, though. Okay. We don't get along. Okay. I told Jeff, I said, hey, you get it. Like, you have a ton of people rooting for you, right? And he kind of gave me this quizzical look, like, people know who I am. He didn't say it, but that's the look that I got from him. Like, people know who I am. I was like, dude, like everybody's rooting for you that I know and stuff like that. And, you know, look, do you expect Jeff to go win the tournament or anything like that? No, you don't. But you know what? To get to that spot, to be in that position, it's awesome. And he's a Michigander. So, yeah, we're always going to pull for the homeboys, right?
That's right.
So much to get into here on Spin on Golf. We have a lot going on out here at Fox Hills. I do want to talk about some of the tournaments, but I have to tell this audience, in case they missed it, at the end of Spin on Golf, something that I witnessed with my own two eyes with you guys. And I'm serious. I'm fascinated by it. I'm, you know what I'm talking about. I think Jordan's looking at me like, what the heck are you talking about? But I'm fascinated at the ability that you guys have to do something. And if you don't mind, when we come back, I'd like to talk about it, because for sure, I've seen it with you and me, but then I saw both of you do it again with Chris just a moment ago. All right. We are live at beautiful Fox Hills. It's the Performance Center. Jordan Young Golf all around us. We're going to build a loft, put some beds up there, going to have some sleepovers. Marcel, get on that. We'll come back. So much to talk about in the golfing world. So glad you could join us right here. Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. All right, I'm not kissing these guys' behinds. I've experienced this personally with Jordan before, and I watched Jordan and Mike do this earlier. In case you missed it, on Sports Wrap here on 760 WJR with my pal Chris Renwick, you guys, the ability that you have to watch a guy, poor Chris, he's like a guinea pig over there. We're all watching Chris again. No, but the ability that you guys have to just look at a guy's swing and immediately tell him and everybody else what's going on. I'm sorry. It's fascinating to me. And you know, you guys both kind of sit there like, that's what I do and everything. But I, like, honestly, how long did it pick up on, did it take you to pick up on things like that? Is that years and years and years of experience, years and years of looking at film? How does that work? Because I'm serious. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
A lot of golf lessons, a lot of bad golf lessons too. Right. I mean, sometimes we give bad golf lessons, but
yeah,
you have to learn how to be able to teach.
I think you have to have a good eye. Like, I didn't know that I wanted to get into coaching like this. And I still remember I had a ski coach that was kind of like a mentor. This guy was like a god to me, right? And he was a national team in Canada ski coach. He would come out for a golf lesson. I'd be like, well, just, you got to do this, this, and this. And he said, hey, you're really good at communicating what you need to do. And I was like, well, I'm like 20 years old. I don't really know anything that's going on, or 19 years old. And it turned into some kind of a, I guess, a passion and a ability to kind of communicate with people and get them to do what you want. But like Mike said, it takes a lot of time to learn how to do the craft, and we're always learning and educating ourselves
all the time, right?
And yeah, I mean, constantly.
Well, there's so much going on in the golf world and how to make yourself a better golfer. I mean, part of it, obviously, you want to make sure that you tap in with a couple of pros, whether it be Mike Fay, whether it be Jordan Young. Another thing is to keep yourself limber, right? Make sure you're totally relaxed. And we have the fine folks from Reach Bodywork Studios out here. We have Brett Borock and Jolie Levi out here. And Brett is kindly joining us right now. Brett, appreciate you being out here. First of all, thanks for joining us on Spin on Golf. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having us, and we're thrilled to be here, and it's nice to meet you as well.
You know, this is another thing. Like, we have the guinea pig golfing over here, and then we have Jordan playing the role of the guinea pig on the other table. Tell everybody about what you folks do at Reach Bodywork Studio.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So essentially what we do is we're considered a myofascial stretching concept. So, you know, a lot of people mistake us for, hey, I'm going to go get a massage, or I'm going to physical therapy. There's a bunch of different modalities that are really within our scope of work, but we take a much more targeted approach to really every area on the body. And I think this is being recorded as well, but we have a big, a sheet there that basically says what we work from head to toe, and everything in between is very targeted. So if you say, hey, I'm having lower back problems, we're going to take a targeted approach towards that lower back and really take a different, myofascial approach from getting in between. I know it's kind of a lot, but in between the fascia, in the muscles, and being able to kind of strip those muscles to release what's going on. So when you get off our table, it very much feels like you have more pep in your step, as opposed to, you know, a massage. While it's super relaxing, it does have a really, really good hurt. So that's kind of what we call it. But it's an approach that is really familiar to a lot of professional athletes. This is the work that they're used to. We just conceptualized it and brought it to the masses.
It's fascinating. I'm looking over right now at Jordan, and it almost looks like she's going to town on his right leg with a hairdryer. like as I'm sitting here, was it raining that hard? You know, no, explain what's going on there, because I understand the, you know, the roly ball and all that stuff, but what's the thing that looks like a hairdryer?
She's using what's called a hypervolt. So a hypervolt's kind of it's a percussion tool that basically warms up the muscle, is able to kind of go at different speeds to kind of activate that muscle to make sure that she's not just going super hard into, he's working on his quad there a little bit. So it's really kind of getting in, almost easing into it, as opposed to just kind of going all in.
You know, Brett, before we tell everybody a little bit more about Reach Bodywork Studio, and again, we really appreciate you guys coming out. We have a guinea pig who is going through it right now, but we have another one who just went through it, and he looks like a happy man. I'm not going to lie. Jeff Marcero, our buddy, our pal from 760 WJR. Jeff, how did it work out for you?
It was a treat. Yeah. I mean, you feel a million times better when you get off that table. It's unbelievable.
Is there something in particular that bothered you that they focused on or anything like that?
Yeah, lower back.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things when you sit all day and I get out of a chair and I can just feel it and it's hard to move, and I get up out of bed and it's hard to move. And so even if I'd have just been laying there, if I'd have just gotten up, I'd have been struggling. I got up and was like, no problem. I just like, what? It was like a miracle. I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so important. It just like all jokes aside, I think, guys our age, I jokingly say I'm in Club 51 with Phil Mickelson, but you know, these are things that we didn't have to think about. You know, you just pop right up in the morning, fresh as a daisy and everything, and all of a sudden now you reach down to tie your shoe and you're in agony for the next 3 days. It's so important to do something like this, Jeff.
And think of what most of us do all day. We sit in front of a computer. We sit in our car. We're a lot of our day is spent sitting, or for the most part, immobile, right? You're not even moving. You're just kind of static all day. So when you do go to move, your body's like, well, what's going on? And you can just feel that. And I think the older we get, the more that becomes, you know, that sense is more there. So to have something like this, I was telling Jolie, you know, I wish I could start every morning with this 30 minutes of this stretch with you working my back and working my leg. I mean, my whole day would be entirely different. It's incredible.
Yeah, we're working on that. We're trying to set up a whole thing out here with Jordan Young Golf, and we're working on that right now.
Look at the smile.
All right.
Well, let me tell you something. There were some things she was doing to me that I was not smiling.
Sure.
That was that good hurt I was talking about.
The good hurt, right?
And,
yeah.
And as I said during, I said, well, I don't know about the good, but it definitely hurts. Felt good after.
I haven't seen Jordan smile this much since the Leafs were up 3-1. Remember that, Jordan? Those were good. I think you're number one as well, my friend. Brett, how long have you guys at Reach Bodywork Studio, how long you've been doing this?
And yep.
Tell everybody more about Reach if it's something that, you know, they feel might help them as well.
Sure, absolutely, and I appreciate the question. So we conceptualized Reach back in 2018, so we're going on 3 years now. That's our first location in Ann Arbor. We actually just opened one right at the greatest time of February, right before the pandemic. So in Bloomfield Hills, but we're through it. We feel really good about it. And so Reach as a concept, like I said, you know, originally, we wanted to bring this type of work to the masses, to the people that if you're a 15-year-old high school athlete or you're somebody like Jeff mentioned that sits at a desk all day in their career, we want to be able to get you this work in totality. Everybody at some level has some ache, pain, problem, issue going on that we wanted to make it a more approachable model. Like I said, pro athletes are pretty familiar with this work, but we wanted to bring that to literally everybody. So our model works every, you can either do a half hour or an hour. We offer one free 30-minute introductory session that you come in, really experience the work, see what's going on. And our studio is very different as well. This isn't an experience where you're coming in and it's like a massage where you're one-on-one in a room. It's a vibrant, open, lit space that has a much more modern type of appeal. And so that's where we wanted to make that experience a little bit different for everybody, where somebody who might not be comfortable with that can walk into our space. You can walk in just like you're dressed right now and get the same type of experience as everybody else.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Again, Brett Borak and Jolie Levi with the Reach Bodywork Studio kindly joining us here, Spin on Golf. Jeff, you had that big smile on your face like there was something that he pointed
out. Brett said, come in for this 30-minute session. There's no obligation, right? You just mine, I think, was, what, 8 minutes? I mean, 8 minutes, and it was like a miracle. I can't imagine just what a 30-minute session, what you're going to get out of that. So I think it's well worth taking the time and effort to go down and at least get experience that and make a decision for yourself. Is this something that's really going to help me advance my game and just my lifestyle in general?
How can people get in touch with you? And I guess take that first step, because I think when you hear 30 minutes and I get to do this for free.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people, that's the selling point, but you guys obviously believe in what you do and you have a feeling they'll be back after that. How do people get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously we have two locations, one in Ann Arbor, one in Bloomfield Hills. Reachbodywork.com. You could submit your information right then. And then obviously somebody will get right back to you, hopefully really, really quickly. First session's free, kind of a try it before you buy it. We know we're a little bit different model than what else is out there. So we want to make sure you fully experience it, because we can tell you what it's all about and it's great. But until you feel it and you feel the difference from what else is out there, that's really kind of what sets us apart. You can go on our Facebook page as well.
A lot of times as well, I'm a big fan in body language and how people sell things. And you guys are happy. You have the smile. You guys are believing in what you're doing. And I think that's a key selling point as well. Make sure you check them out. Reach Bodywork Studio. We say special thanks to Brett and Jolie. Check them out. You will be glad you did. Thanks for coming out, Brett.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Up against a break. So much to do yet here. Spin on Golf. But when we come back, we are going to be joined by Tom McGee, the director of golf operations at the Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. Don't go anywhere. Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Sean Bellegian. This is Spin on Golf on 760 WJR. So glad you could join us Sunday night. Once again, we are live at the Fox Hills Performance Center here on 760 WJR. Let's get right into it. Our next guest, Tom McGee, Director of Golf Operations at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, kindly joining us via StreamYard here on 760 WJR. And first of all, Tom, really appreciate you taking the time to join us tonight. How are you, sir?
Absolutely. I'm doing great. Enjoying a wonderful Sunday here in Northern Michigan.
You know, every day is a wonderful day. Mike and I were just talking about this. You have two fans of up north sitting here, so
yeah.
You're talking to the right guy there. Hey, how have things been for you in the past year? I mean, I think the pandemic hit everybody hard, but once the pandemic started to slow down a little bit, is it safe to say that there was really an explosion of golf? Is that a fair statement?
Oh, for sure. And not unlike most people that I've talked to in the industry. I mean, really from the middle of June on, it just was bonkers. I mean, we had so much play, resort guest, outside play, and we stayed open all the way through December 11th, which is unreal for Northern Michigan. And then we opened up on March 20th. So we had only a 14-week window that we were down. And then it just picked up right where it left off this spring.
You know, Mike, I know you said you've known Tom for a while.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like those courses up there, Mike.
Oh, nothing. Such good golf courses up there.
No doubt about it.
So, Tom, what do you think? Who has been playing golf now since the pandemic? How has it changed in your eyes?
The demographic has definitely changed. What we're seeing a lot more younger couples playing. You know, certainly some people that had left the game and came back. But a lot of younger females are playing and couples and such. And that's what we're seeing. They're coming up on golf packages. They're just going out there. There might be two or four of them. But that has really been the biggest increase as far as the demographic goes. That was totally unexpected, but is certainly welcome.
Boy, it's funny you mentioned that, the packages that are available. If you're looking for a getaway, what a better getaway. Head up there, Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. Kindly joining us, Tom McGee, the Director of Golf Operations. And with that being said, and some new people getting into it, or Tom, like you said, the couples getting into it as well, lots of room for instruction, for fitting, for, you know, to get all the latest equipment, and that's certainly right. Stuff that you can find at Grand Traverse Resort.
Yeah, we've got our golf academy down on the north side of the driving range, and that's headed up by PGA golf professional Mark Hill. He's actually left the operation part of it because we are so busy at the golf academy side. Last year alone, we doubled in the number of lessons we annually gave as far as club fittings, and then we doubled that again this year. So he is just busy nonstop. Trying to fit everybody in as much as he can. And it's not just him. We've got some other golf instructors down there as well. But, yeah, retail sales are off the charts, club fittings. It's just the hardest part is actually getting the clubs in once you order them.
No doubt about that.
BC, we often joke on this show that you know everybody. You've been on every golf course. So I'm going to assume that you know Tom and you have been to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. I think fair statements there, BC?
Let me think. Yeah, I faintly remember meeting Tom once or twice or 300 times. We're playing the Bears since 19. When did we start playing there, Tom? 1986, 87?
Started in 85, but I 85. Didn't start there until 88. So I might have met you in 88.
Probably in 88. Yep, you're right. Yeah, pretty awesome. I mean, that's the home of the Michigan Open. And as far as I'm concerned, the contract should be lifetime because that's where it belongs. It's a cool place. It's Northern Michigan. It's Traverse City. And obviously the casino owners have done us really, really nice service letting us play up there during the Michigan Open. But it's a cool place. The Bear is second to none in Northern Michigan. I can tell you that much.
Tom McGee, Director of Golf Operations at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, kindly joining us. You know, he mentioned the Michigan Open. Talk about what a great tournament that was. That has to be special, Tom, to have all those great golfers from all over the state come up and experience the GTR.
Yeah, and it is, and it's annually a great event. Again, when you have the best club professionals, even some mini tour players that sneak in there, as well as the top amateurs in the state of Michigan. So you've got the best of the best playing and a great challenging golf course when they play on the Bear. Again, conditions can change from year in to year out, even from day to day based on the wind conditions. We saw that again this year. But this year's tournament was exceptional as far as going into a playoff. Ended up being won by an amateur, which has happened just a handful of times. But it's wonderful to host. And again, it's not just about the tournament and having all these great players, but it's about the families coming up there and enjoying Northern Michigan, enjoying the amenities at the resort. And it just becomes a whole week-long celebration of golf and life.
Tom, three different golf courses up there. I'd love to hear you talk about all three of them, but you could talk to three different people and maybe get three different answers in regards to which their favorite is. Do you have a favorite? Let's start there. It's like asking you for your favorite kid, but I have to ask you the question anyway. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I do, and it's got to be the Bear. I mean, the Bear is so great with all the different hole locations you can put on those greens, the tiered greens, the carry shots. It's very fair. You can see everything in front of you, so nothing sneaks up about it. And it just changes from day to day, like I mentioned before during the Michigan Open tournament. I mean, every time you play it, it's almost like a different golf course. And it's just a lot of fun to play. I mean, the other two are great, too. But my favorite is certainly the Bear.
Tom, you have anything coming up this summer and into the fall? I think, you know, one of the things you mentioned husbands and wives heading up to Traverse City in the fall. Boy, it's a pure Michigan postcard as far as I'm concerned. What does your fall schedule look like?
Yeah, we will stay very busy. In fact, now with conferences all of a sudden starting to pick up again, we're a big conference center at the resort, so we're going to see a lot of conference play and group play from that. But as far as we still have a lot of opportunities for packages and people to come up, whether it be couples or guys or gals and coming up. And we've got a brand new casino golf package that we just put into play this last week. That has some e-credits. It has some food vouchers over there. We finally got a good casino golf package in place. And then we've got some, you know, the fall silly golf season. We've got some great events coming up in October even with the big hole event with 10-inch cups. We've got the Tough Enough that is played on the Bear as well on the third Sunday in October. We play the Bear from the back tees, and it's a brutal test, and usually
in October,
that great.
Forget it. Oh my gosh! Yeah, right.
Forget it's fun, it. Though. It's
seven might be downwind. That's the only good thing.
There's the wind direction again.
Yep.
Tom, last thing for you, and we really appreciate the time. Once again, Tom McGee, the director of golf operations at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. You almost forget, oh, yeah, it's a resort and spa. There are so many different amenities up there besides golf as well that really you got something for everybody up there.
Right. And I call those other things distractions because I'm really focusing on the golf. But again, with just Traverse City in general has the beaches, the wineries, the restaurants downtown is just and the hiking trails and nature has so much. But at the resort itself, the spa is just absolutely wonderful. If you go up and eat at Airy Restaurant and dine at Airy Restaurant up on the 16th floor of the tower, there is no better view in Northern Michigan as far as the sunset goes. That's just a beautiful spot. The health club, the indoor pools, the outdoor pools, all those things are put together just create a great experience. And you will not you'll never have any downtime unless you want it. And of course, we have the casino, Turtle Creek Casino. That's just 5 minutes down the road. So you can play 18 during the day and play at night over there.
Outstanding. Anything else for Tom, fellas, before we let him go? We really appreciate him. Once again, Tom McGee, Director of Golf Operations at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa.
Just Tom, good to hear you. And thanks for hosting us and hopefully see you soon.
Yes. Thank you so much, Tom.
Good to see you all too. I'm in golf royalty. I can tell right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Tom,
I appreciate it, Tom.
Kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. Boy, lots to do before we get out of here. We got to check in with BC about Omaha. We got to check in with a relaxed Jordan Young. Whew. Mike Faye is going to let us know what some of the odds are looking ahead to the Open. Don't you go anywhere. One more segment to go here on 760 WJR. Well, flying by tonight. So glad you could join us here. Once again, we are at the Fox Hills Performance Center. Jordan Young, Mike Faye, and BC joining us right now. We have our eye. you turn your head about 90 degrees, and hopefully we're going to get an opportunity to see Jim Furyk wrap things up at the U.S. Senior Open. He has a three-stroke lead on 18 right now. But, BC, again, props to you for going out there. I think we were talking about it earlier, like Mr. Roth, a lot of people pulling for you, a lot of people just happy you were there. What was the experience like for you?
Awesome. I mean, every one that I go to now, a USGA event is different in its own right. I think it's the biggest tournament you can play in, but any USGA event, the biggest tournament in the world, either the US Open or the Senior Open. So, you know, you look at the field, you can obviously see who's coming to the top here the last nine holes. Heck of a leaderboard, and kudos to Jim for, knock on wood, to finish this off and win, you know, a U.S. Open and a Senior Open. But there's nothing like it. Thanks for the comments, Jordan, on that. You know, keep getting back to majors, keep getting back to them. But that's kind of what,
how many has it been, Ryan?
Drives me. That was number 12.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is just so cool.
You know, and I played golf with Wirk Meister and Greg Davies, and it was Greg Davies' first one. He got in as an alternate, and Greg was, he was nervous on the first tee last Sunday. He's like, I can't even put the ball on the tee. I'm so nervous. I'm like, I get it, Greg. I did the same thing my first one, looking around, and you're just in awe. And, you know, you walk by, and it goes Vijay walking by, and he goes, hey, there goes Vijay. I'm like, yeah. Hey, Vijay, how you doing? You know, so.
Hey, little man. He calls you little man.
Yeah, that's what he called me. Little man, how come you keep missing the cuts? What's wrong with you?
BC, tell me about the guys in the locker room and some of the background stuff that people might want to hear.
Yeah, it was cool. You know, the first, even in the practice rounds, you know, you have my track man, and I had you know, some of my putting stuff with me, Hack Motion with me, and Freddie Funk and Corey Pavin was on Hack Motion a little bit, and trying to examine how to get more, you know, wrist extension through chipping, because this week had a lot of slopes and a lot of grain, and guys really wanted to, you know, really flick their wrists as hard as they could. So we did a lot of good Hack Motion stuff out there on the practice center. But yeah, hanging out in the rain yesterday during the rain delay, I just happened to be sitting there and waiting, and all the guys just poured in. I'm sitting next to Furyk, Goosen, Sutherland, Paul Goidos, and I'm like, and then Couples comes in, sits down, and it was like, okay, one of these things does not belong with the others.
I'm and like, who is holding court though? Who is
Paul Goidos? Oh, what a Goidos. I mean, this guy's a riot, absolute riot. He looks like a clown on the course. He's a bigger clown in person, but a great guy. That's and they're all great guys. I mean, there isn't one guy out there you go, I don't want to talk to that guy.
I saw one of your tweets yesterday, and I liked it, and I give you a tip of the cap, because you know, here you are, you've had a lot of success. Obviously, you're a teaching pro, but you're also a guy that is like a sponge, BC, because I'm paraphrasing. You said, great time, but there's things to work on. I can get better. To still have that attitude, I mean, it's awesome. But, I mean, I know that's the way you really feel.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I took a different approach this week. I played a lot of nine-hole rounds, and not instead of playing 18-hole rounds, and because I was careful on the golf course. Even though physically I was prepared for it, I got myself in decent shape the last few months. But I kind of took it easy and really trusted the fact that I was going to play okay, which I did. I didn't putt real well, and I didn't chip real well this week. But I was kind of proud of the fact that the way I drove the ball, kept the ball in play, and things were great. And, yeah, sitting there yesterday, and Roger, I was hitting balls with Roger Chapman, who's a two-time major champion, senior champion. And, you know, and we're looking at each other's swings, and he's like, well, you should do that. You should do that. I'm like, yeah, good idea, Rod. So like Jordan says, you can never, ever stop learning about the golf game and yourself. Never.
BC, you had another huge accomplishment last week, and I know it's documented on Twitter like everything else. You wore shorts.
Yes. Oh.
God, I can't believe someone took a picture.
And I almost fell over. He had teased he might do it, and he actually did it.
I can't believe he did it, especially in a major.
I know. It was so nice, though. It was actually pretty nice. I got so burnt. I mean, I put on SPF. I put on SPF 75, and my ankles were so. I woke up at like 4 in the morning. I'm like, oh man, I'm scorched.
You know, if a guy's legs look white on a photo, it's kind of like white it out a little bit.
Yeah.
They are really white. So I was, couldn't believe it. I didn't even know it was him. I had to look like four times ago. Is that an old picture? No, that
DJ.
Was like, that was like,
DJ. Yeah, DJ went, little man. No. Stick to the khakis. That's great.
Hey, what was that course like? I've been out to Nebraska. I did not play on that course, but I've been out to Nebraska. What was the course like out there?
Well, talking to Longer and talking to some of the guys, they said this is probably one of the toughest walks they've ever had, you know, for a multiple day event. Really hilly, a lot of hanging lies. And if you miss the fairway, you're hitting it 50 yards back in the fairway. It was brutal. I mean, it was brutal. You're like, okay, they're going to top it off at some point. And then it was Tuesday. They didn't top it off. Then it was Wednesday. They didn't top it off. Then it was Thursday. It was rough. I'm like, oh, they certainly didn't top it off today. But green's big, undulating. And but, man, it was just an awesome, awesome venue. Tony, the director of golf, and Dominic, the head professional, they treated me like one of their own. And, you know, we just hung around and, you know, did what I did all week with those guys and walked up and down the range and had a good time. It was,
You're not still there. You stay there for the whole
week. Yeah, I wanted to get home. You know, next going to be gone. You know, the stretch we have, Jordan, the Michigan Senior Open, the Tournament of Champions, and the Senior PGA, and the regular PGA. So wanted to get home and
rest.
You know, I gotta work a little bit too.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I know you said you had some odds looking ahead to the Open. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be weird. There's gonna be, you know, a few big names missing.
Right.
I'm sure people heard it by now. Bubba is gonna be out, Matsuyama's gonna be out. But with that being said, is there somebody that you guys have the eyes on? We'll get to that in a second after we hear some of those odds, Mike.
Yeah. John Rahm, of course, is our favorite at 9-1. McIlroy is 11-1. Dustin Johnson, 12-1. DeChambeau, 14-1. Kepka, 14-1. Spieth, 18-1. Justin Thomas, 20-1. Scheffler is 20-1. Wow. Fleetwood, 28-1. Oosthuizen, 28-1. Hatton, 28-1. Cantlay, 30-1.
PGA champion? What's he? That's our champion. That's our Open champion.
PGA champion. Let's see here. Well, we got Adam Scott 33-1. Justin Rose 33-1. Shane Lowry 40-1. Victor Hovland 40-1.
Who's the one guy that nobody's been talking about recently?
Did you say Matsuyama's out?
He's out.
Yeah, Matsuyama's out.
He's out, right?
I know who my pick is. I'm picking DJ.
Okay.
That's my pick. DC, you going with Westwood?
No.
Westwood's 50-1.
No, I'm going with Phil.
Phil's 50-1.
Come on.
I'm going with Phil. I really like Phil. I think Phil is free and loose. He looked really good on that that goofy golf they played up there.
goofy golf.
Yeah, goofy golf. You know,
I'm going on a limb. You ready, Sean?
Yeah.
Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay.
Ooh, first mate. That would be awesome. I like
home
that.
Home field advantage.
Hey, Mike right. Weir. T2.
Yeah, yes. Mike Weir, T2.
Look at that. Guess who's back in the news. All right.
Another left.
Brady's last 4 out of 7 holes today.
How about that?
He did. He played great today.
Boy, flew by. Thanks for having us out here. I think we're going to be out here again the next few weeks, huh?
Hey, I'd love to host you.
I'm loving it. Yeah. Thank you very much. Mike Parsons, thank you. Jeff Marcero, Nick Roddy, and, of course, Eric Dortch back at the studio for all the fellas. My name is Sean Beligian saying we'll talk to you next week right here on Spin on Golf. Have yourselves a fantastic night.